ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award, Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ile Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara over here, just before the Mishnah, the top of the Omid, is discussing the din of the Mishnah earlier in Daf Chof Amud Aleph, where there were Urchim, there were guests in the Balabais' house, and the Shliach offered them to eat from the meat, and the Balabais said they should take each one piece. The Shliach told them they should take two, and they took three pieces. And the Mishnah tells us that Aloch is Akulom Mo'alu. The Balabais has Me'ila because of the first Chaticha, the Shliach has Me'ila because of the second one, and the Urchim, the guests themselves, have a Mechiyuv of Me'ila because of the third piece that they took. Says the Gemara at the end of Chof Amud Beis, Shmami, no, we have a Raya over here from the Mishnah, Moisiv al Shlichuso, you have a Shliach. If a Shliach adds on to the Shliches more than the Balabais, the Meshaleach originally tells him, he's called a Shliach, and Tosis brings down from the Gemara Ksubis in Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, that this is actually a sofik over there in the Gemara, in the case where the Balabais told him to buy a certain amount of karaka, lesech, and the shliach went ahead and he bought even more. He bought a kor, and the machlekes over there is the shaila in the Gemara, is a shliach who's moisif on the mishaleach, is he called a moisif? And al koponim, the kinyan is going to be chal, at least on the amount which the Balabais originally told him to buy. Or do we say that he's called a mavir al das Balabais, and he's not doing the shlichas at all, even on the chelek, which is the amount which the Balabais originally wanted? Says the Gemara that from our Mishnah, this is the Gemara over there in Ksubas, also brings this raya from our Mishnah, we have a raya over here that a shliach who adds on to the Balabais is actually called a moisif, and therefore the first chaticha, even though the shliach is adding on another piece, but the first chaticha still remains with the shlichas of the Balabais, and therefore this is the reason why the Balabais has a chiyuv of me'ila. Shema mino, says the Gemara, moisif al shlichuso yihav a shliach. Says the Gemara, Mevsheshes, there's no raya from the Mishnah, because we could be talking about a case, the Omar Shliach, Toil Achas Midaitoi, Veachas Midaiti, and therefore he says clearly that he's taking one piece, they should take a piece for the Balabais and another piece for himself, and therefore this is the din of the Mishnah that the Balabais still has a Chiyuv of Me'ila. Now the Rambam over here, there's many Chidushim over here in the din of the Rambam, Ari Paskas, our Gemara. But the Maisei in the Hilchah, in the Aloch, in the Psiske Dinim of the Rambam, they come out many Chidushim over here in Me'ila and in understanding over here the Divrei HaGemara. The Rambam over here brings down the case of the Mishnah without the Teretz of Efsheshes. And the Rambam says the Aloch is in a case where the Shliach adds on a piece of meat onto the Balabais, then the Balabais has a Chiyuv of Me'ila. The reason why the Rambam paskins so is because the Rambam in the Sofik of the Gemara over there in Ksubas Tzadiches Amud Beis, the Rambam actually paskins la'alocha that the Shliach is called a Moisif al Shlichusoi. He's a Moisif, he is a Shliach, he's not called a Mavi al Das Balabais, and therefore there's no reason why we need to come on to if Sheshes is Teretz, which is only a Dichui over here if we hold that someone who's Moisif on the Shlichus of the Balabais is called a Mavi. Therefore, the Rambam Alocha, he paskens also in Shluchim Veshutfim in Perek Aleph, that the din of the Moisif al Shlichusa is Havel Shliach, and therefore the Rambam paskens over here by Me'ila, that if he adds on another piece, he's also going to be Chayiv, the Balabais is going to be Chayiv for this Chaticha, even in a case where he doesn't mention that he should take one from the Balabais and another one from himself. He says, Shneem from the Balabais, says the Rambam Alocha is the Balabais is Mo'al. But the Rambam over there says a big Chidush. The Rambam over there says that in this case where he says that you should take Shneem for the Balabais has a Chiyuv of Me'ila because he's called a Shliach For the Balabai, says the Rambam, the Shliach in this case is not going to be chayv any Me'ilah at all for the second piece, and his only chiyuv of Me'ilah is only on the Balabais himself. Says the Rambam, only in a case where the Shliach mentions that he should take one from himself or both from himself, then the Rambam says the Shliach is going to be chayv. But in a case where he only mentions the Balabais, since there's a Shlichus over here to the Balabais, therefore the Balabais has the Me'ilah only, and the Shliach himself does not have any Me'ilah. And the Kesa Mishnah over there, on the Rambam, in here in Me'ilah and Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he brings down from the Rikorkus, who asks very strongly on the Rambam, that we have to understand the din of the Rambam, both Misvara and also from the Gemara by us. Because Misvara, we have to understand that since at the end of the day, the Shliach added on from his own a second piece of meat, Me'ilah, the Shlichus, even if we're going to say that the Shliach is still called the Shliach on the first piece, but definitely there's no Shlichus on the second piece. The Balabais Bichlal never told him there should be a Shliach on the second piece. Me'ilah, we have to understand, since the Balabais is only a Meshaleach on the first Chaticha, why should we say that the Shliach is on Chayiv Me'ilah on his Chaticha, which he added on? L'chayyur Misvara, there's no reason why the Shliach himself should not have a Chiyuv on Me'ilah on the second Chaticha, and why does the Rambam say that in this case the Shliach is actually Potter? So too from the Gemara itself, says the Rikokus, the Lashon of the Gemara is Shmamino Moisif al Shlichus Yehav Shliach, which would seem in the Gemara that if we hold that Moisif is called a Shliach, then the Mishnah is very well understood. And all of the three people over here in the Mishnah, the Balabais, the Shliach, and the guest, they all can get a Shlich, a Chiyuv of Me'ilah. This is Mavur in the Gemara, that the Gemara understands that if we say that the Moisif is called a Shliach, that the din of the Mishnah is true, that the Shliach is going to become Chayiv on his Me'ilah because of the second piece. Not like the Rambam who takes on that the Shliach is going to be Potter because he mentioned that everything should be from the Balabais. The Gemara itself, the Rikokus and others, they suggest that it could be only V'letameich. The Gemara says, Shmamino, that the Chiyuv of the Balabais can be understood if we hold that he's a Shliach. But Enechadami will have a different question. Why is the Shliach going to be Chayiv of Me'ilah? But Misvara, we have to understand the Svara of the Rambam. Why should we say that the Shliach should not be Chayiv Me'ilah on this Chaticha which he adds on from himself and he's not a Meshaleach because of the Balabais? The Meiri also in Ksubas in Tzadik Chesem and the Beis also, he asks on this Rambam, what is the Pshat? Why Misvara should we say the Shliach is not going to be Chayiv Me'ilah? Says the Rikokus, and it's brought down over there in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Emes, the Shliach over here, he made a mistake over here in the Kavona of the Balabais, and he thought that when the Balabais tells him to go and offer the guests to eat from the meat, and he tells them to go and to offer them one piece, he understood that the Balabais' Kavona is that he should give them at least one piece. L'chol ha'poches, lo yifchois michaticho achas. And therefore, he's the one who added on, and he said he could take even two pieces, because he understood that this is Be'emes, the intention and the Kavona, the Rotzin of the Balabais, and therefore he's doing it actually for the Shlichus of the Balabais. Memela, even though it comes out that the Balabais himself did not mean this Kavona of Lo Yifchos, he actually only meant one Chaticha only, but even so, since the Shliach understood from the Balabais that he doesn't mind and he wants them to all get to take even more, he can take even a second piece also. Therefore, the Svara should be over here, says Rikokus, that the Shliach himself cannot be Chayev of Me'ilah because he's doing it bekavona that the Balabais should be, because of the Balabais, Mitoyas Shliches of the Balabais. So even though the Balabais himself is only going to be Chayev Me'ilah on the first piece, but Al Koponim, the Shliach himself, is Potter on the second one, because he made a mistake in the Kavona of the Balabais, and therefore, he is not Chayiv Me'ilah for the second piece of meat. Now, the different Svara mentioned in the Urim Gdoilim, in Limud Kuf Tzadik Aleph, we find the same Svara in the Nesivas, a similar idea in the Beis Yankiv, in the Sefer and Ksubas, Tzadik Chesamet Beis. They suggest a different pshat over here in the Rambam, why the Shliach is not going to be Chayiv Me'ilah for this second Chaticha. They say, the Urim Gedolim explains over here, that if we analyze the Chiyuv Me'ilah over here of the Shliach, why do we want to be Mechayvim and Me'ilah? The reason why I want to be Mechayvim and Me'ilah is Me'ilah Dohoitzoh, he's actually giving away this Me'ilah, he's giving away to someone else, he's taking a Chaticha of Hekdesh, and he's giving it over to a Chulin, to the person, to the guest over here, to eat this Chaticha. Me'ilah, says the Urim Gedolim, that even though the Shliach actually is making a mistake, And he thought that the intention of the Balabais is that he should take even two pieces. But Al-Koponim, the Balabais is only going to be chayiv on the first piece, like we said till now. The Balabais at the end of the day was only a Meshaleach of one Chaticha. The second piece, the Shliach himself actually didn't do any Maisa Biodayim to give over this piece of meat to these guests in their hands, like we find other cases over here in the Mishnah. They gave over the money to the Chemveni later on in the Sugyas. Over here, he just offered them, and they understood that they can take more, and therefore they even took an extra piece of meat from their own will, and this is the Mi'ila Mitzad the Urchim. But Al-Koponiv, if you analyze the Maisa which the Shliach is doing, in a case where he does it, Midas HaMeshaleach, and he's actually doing the Shlichas of the Balabais, then we can understand that he is now called of someone who's doing the Me'ila, because he's doing the Shlichas of the Balabais. But over here on the second Chaticha, he's actually not doing the Shlichas of the Balabais, he never sent him to go and give an extra piece. And the Me'ila, the Shliach himself, he actually did not give over B'Yodayim to them this second piece, and he's only Goyim, he's only a cause why to go and mislead the guests and take that, to make them take an extra piece. This is not enough to be Mechayev, the Shliach on Me'ila, because he didn't do anything B'Yodayim, he's Lo Yoseh Klum. If he's not a Shlichas, he's actually not considered someone who did anything. He's just be causing the Orchim, the guests over here, to take another piece. And therefore, this is not enough to go and say that the Shliach himself should be Chayev. So even though the Rambam is discussing a case where the Shliach actually mentioned clearly that the Balabai says you should take two pieces, but Al-Koponim, even though he was a Sibah and he was a cause why the Orchim took these two pieces, because they thought that the Balabais' intention is that he should take two, but Al-Koponim, the Shliach over here, was only the Goyim, he's only the cause, he didn't do it B'Yodayim, and therefore since he's not a Shliach at all on the second piece, we cannot say that he's a Goyim, he's enough of a Chayiv to be mechayiv him in the Me'ila for this Maisa Groma Ba'alma, and therefore says Urim Gedolim, the Rambam Sfar is that Shliach actually is going to be Potter on the second Chaticha. A very similar idea we also find in the Nesivas, in the Sefer on Beis Yankiv and Ksubas over there in Tzadik Chesam Beis, also over there in Daf Tzadik Tes, he discusses this Sfar in the Rambam that he should be Potter because the Shliach is actually not considered someone who did a Maisa Me'ila. So this is the Sfar over here of the Shitta of the Rambam, but Emes, there's another question over here asked by the Achrinim, an understanding over here, the Shitta of the Rambam, that the Shliach is going to be Potter. Because as we mentioned, the first Mahalach, the Rikorkus explained that the reason why the Shliach over here is Potter is because the Shliach is doing it Midas Shlichas. He thinks that this is what the intention of the Balabais is, and therefore says the Rambam, the Shliach cannot be Chayev Akol B'Mi'ila. But asks the Keren Ura, on this din, on this svara of the Rambam, l'chiria, this is neged the Mishnah later on in the Achof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over there tells us a din that in a case where the Balabais sends the Shliach money to give over to the Chemveni, and on the way the Balabais remembers that this money is actually more Yishel Hektish. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Nizkar Balabais velu Nizkar Shliach, the din is that the Shliach actually has a Me'ila and not the Balabais. Now we'll discuss later on in the Gemara why is this din. What is taka the pshat in this halacha that in the case of Nizkar Balabais, the Shliach actually has a Me'ila? But Rashi, in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Aleph, so to the Rambam, in Me'ila and Perek Zayin, they explain that the reason is because the second the Balabais remembers, now the Balabais is called the Mezid, and the halacha is that in the case of a Mezid, we do not have the ribui of having a Shliach Lidvar Aveir. The whole Makor to tell us that there's a Shliach Lidvar Aveir is only by a Shogig, which is the main parasha of Me'ila, whereas Mezid does not have the parasha of Me'ila, and therefore does not have the ribui of Shlichas Edvar Aveir. Me'ila, the din of the Mishnah is later on, Nizkar Balabais, since now the Balabais does not have any Shlichas anymore, and he cannot be Chayiv, then automatically the Shlichas, the Chi of Me'ila, goes over onto the Shliach, who he still remains a Shoigig. This is the din of the Mishnah later on. Me'ila asks the Keren Ura on the Rambam, even if we're going to say over here, that the Shliach actually thought that this is a chilek of the Shlichas, but since at the end of the day, the Balabais is not going to be chayiv because of the Shlichas, because he actually did not have any intention to say, to make him a Shliach on the second Chaticha, and his whole Shlichas was only on the first piece, Memele automatically, the fact that the Shliach himself had kavona of Shlichas, this is not enough, Because we find that in a case where the balabais cannot be chayiv, then automatically the shleach is chayiv. So to over here, why do we not say that since the balabais is not going to be chayiv on the second piece, why should we not say that now automatically the shleach should become chayiv, even though the shleach still has kavona, b'toyer as shlichas, l'choyer this is not enough and the shleach should still be chayiv. This is a question that Kayoner asks, so to Reb Chaim, in Chidushi Agrach and Stencil over here in Shimshin Ayin Gimel, he asks also the same question, and he takes on also that the balabais can definitely not be chayiv on the second chaticha, and the mele automatically this should be mechayiv the shliach, because of this halacha of Nizka balabais, halacha is that the shliach has a meira. Now, according to the Svar of the Urim Gedolim, who explained the din of the Rambam, is the reason why the shliach is potter, because he actually is not considered that he's done any avera, he didn't do any maisa meila, meila is not shver for the Mishnah later on. But if according to the Svar of the Rikokus that he's called a meila, the reason why he's not chayiv is because he thinks that he's just doing the rotzin and the shlichus of the balabais, l'chayiv this is not enough because of the din of nizka balabais. And the Kailuri over here is Ma'arich over here on the Rambam, and he's Magia, he says the Rambam has a different gear over here on the Gemara, and the Kailuri suggests that maybe the Rambam holds the balabais is actually chayiv for the second chaticha also, and this is mentioned earlier already in Daf Chof, the shita of the Keren Eira in the Rambam. Bal Koponim, the Pashtus is, Reb Chaim says, Bipshitas, that of course the Balabais cannot be chayiv on the hoisofa, on the addition which the Shliach did from his own, and therefore, since the Balabais does not have a Shlichas and not have any Chiyuv for the second piece, why do we not say that automatically the Shlichas should go over onto the Chiyuv, onto the Shliach, just like the case of a Nizka Balabais? And explains Reb Chaim over here a very yesodus thing in the Kudda in understanding our Gemara. Says Reb Chaim that be'emes the Me'ila we're discussing over here is a Me'ila dohitzah. He's giving over this piece, like later on, the Chemveni is giving over the money to the Balabais, to the Chemveni, and he's going to buy something, and he wants to be Mechayev the Shliach for Me'ila dohitzah. Now, says Reb Chaim, the Me'ila, which is normally Chayev, Reb Chaim already said earlier in his Sefer, in Chidushi Agrach Aleva Al Rambam, in Perik Ches Me'ila, you say of the Me'ila is a Maisik Zeila. Just like we have a Gzeila that you steal from the Hediot, so too the Me'ila is a Chiyuv Gzeila from the Hektish. Now, says Reb Chaim, we find by Gneva that a person, when he steals something, he can be Chayev, even though his Kavona is not to steal it and to take it for himself. Even though his kavona is to go and take it and be koina with his maisi gneva for his friend, he's also going to be called, considered a ganav, like it's mavu in the Gemara Baba Kama. This Reb Chaim's mechiach, the din of gneva could be by chulin, by hediot, even in a case where he has kavona to be koina, the chifetz of his friend, for his chaver. Mameda so too by meila also. Over here where the shliach is giving over the money from hektish, but he's giving it over for the das of the mishaleach of the balabais, this is also considered the act of a gneva and a gzela, and therefore you can be mechayev a meila. But says Reb Chaim, in a case where someone will take someone else's money without shlumi daitoi, without the askoma of the balabais, then he cannot be considered a ganav, and he cannot be considered a meila, the hoitzor, if in chulin is not called a maise gneva. And therefore over here, if he will not have the askoma of the balabais, he could not be considered someone who's actually being over the issa of Me'ila Dohitzor. And the Me'ila explains Reb Chaim, the din of our Mishnah by us, in a case where we're discussing the pieces of meat, is very different from the din of Nizka Balabais. Because the case of Nizka Balabais, he actually made him a shliach, and he had a askoma, he wants him to go and give over this money to the Mishalit, to the Chemveni, and therefore the shliches is still Kayom, and explains Reb Chaim, even though the Balabais, because he remembers, he now does not have any chiyuv of meila. The reason why he's not chayev is only because he became amazed, like we explained from Rashi and Kedushin, that from Nunam Adalef, that since the Balabais now is amazed, he could be not be chayev for the chiyuv of meila, and therefore the chiyuv is only on the shliach. But the etzem shliches is still here, and therefore he's still considered the shliach of the balabais of his money, and therefore he can still be considered a me'ila dohitzor, that he's doing this for the balabais, and this is a called a maisa geneva for the balabais, just like we find that it could be called stealing chulin from hediot in a case where he does it for someone else. Whereas over here, in our case of the pieces of meat, he didn't have any kavona, the balabais only had the idea, intention to give over one piece, and the second piece was added on by the shliach. So even though the shliach himself has kavona, because he thought this is the kavona of the balabais, But this is not enough to be mechayiv the shliach now automatically, because it doesn't go over, says Reb Chaim, on the second chaticha, there's actually no me'ilah taking place, me'ilah do'itzah, because the me'ilah do'itzah needs to have the kavana and the askoma of the rotzin of the balabayis, and over here he's taking away shelom rotzin of balabayis, and therefore this chaticha cannot be considered a ma'isa geneva of the balabayis, and the me'ilah, there's no way that the shliach should be chayiv, because he's not doing any me'ilah do'itzah. Mamela Bemesis is a new svar over here to understand why the Shliach should not be Chayiv, says Reb Chaim, because there's no Me'ilah Dohitzah going on over here in the case where you do not have any Askoma of the Balabais, which is different from the case of Nizka Balabais later on, where over there he still has the Askoma and the Shlichas of the Balabais, even though the Balabais himself is not going to be Mechayiv because he actually is amazed, but this is not enough to be Mevatel Shlichas, and therefore later on he still has a Shliach. Whereas over here, he's not called a shliach at all on the second chaticha, and the Meila says Reb Chaim, this is missing in the Tanai of a Meila Dehoitzah. Now Reb Shmuel Rizovsky brings down this Reb Chaim in his Chidush Reb Shmuel in Kiddush Simin Yud Gimel, and he says that the emesis is a Chidush, that Reb Chaim says in a case where the Balabais is amazed, there's still an idea of shlich is going on, that the shliach is still called the shliach of the Balabais. The emes one can say that since there's a din, that ain't shliach lidvar avir, and even by Me'ila, in the case of a Mezid, then we do not have the extra Chidush of Shlichas Edva Avera, then we could say the whole Shlichas becomes bottle in the case of a Mezid. But this depends, and the Pshmul Zmairich over there on Tosfos in Bab Metzia, in the Yudam Et Beis, the famous Tosfos, the Tutirutzim over there, in the case of Shlichas Edva Avera, where we have the Halacha that there's no Shlichas, do we say that it's only a Miot in Chiyuvim, or is the whole Maisa bottle because there's no Maisa at all, and it seems to be that Reb Chaim takes on the Maisa still Kayom, and therefore we can still consider the Shliach doing his Shlichas from the Balabais enough to say that he's doing a Maisa Me'ila the Ritzor, and the only din is that he has got any Chiyuv, the Balabais is not Chayiv, a Chiyuv of Me'ila, but the Maisa Shlichas is still Kayom. But the Emes, Reb Shmuel over there is Ma'ir another point, that even though Reb Chaim over here in Stenslach takes on that we're only discussing a Me'ila the Ritzor, but it's Mavur Bemis in the Rambam himself, over there later on in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, when he discusses our din of the Mishnah, that he's offering pieces of meat to the Orichim, the Rambam over there is clear that we're discussing also Me'ila de Hanor, and Bemis Reb Chaim himself in his Sefer, in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, says that the Rambam's Mavur, that we're discussing also Me'ila de Hanor. The Rambam over there says a Chidush, that in a case where these pieces of meat or bosa oilo, which have another issa, that they're not allowed to be eaten because they're bosa oilo also, the Rambam over there says that in this case we cannot use the klal of shliach lidvar avira for the issa me'ila, since there's another issa involved, there's also an issa of me'ila, of bosa oilo, achilas bosa oilo, and therefore says the Rambam, a chidush from a tesefta, that there's no din of shlichas in this case, since there's another issa involved. Now this case is definitely a case of a me'ila de hanor, which is a chilo going on. It's not just me'ila de hoitzor, Reb Chaim himself is medayik like this in the Rambam. As we said, Reb Chaim in the Sefer, Perek Ches, Me'ila, Reb Shmuel points out that this does not work with what Reb Chaim in Stenslach explains over here, that the reason why the Shliach is potter is because it's missing in the me'ila de hoitzor, which seems to be that the Rambam himself understands the din of our Mishnah is not just discussing me'ila of hoitzor, it's also me'ila of hanor, in the case where there's a chilo going on, and therefore, says Reb Shmuel, this Mahalach of Reb Chaim in Stenslach does not work, and Reb Shmuel over there is Ma'arich Simin Yud Gimel to explain different pshotim in the Rambam over here, a chidush of the Rambam that in a case where he adds on, the Shliach adds on an extra piece, since he's called a Moisif, and he's still called a Shliach, the Shliach himself does not have any Me'ila at all, and the whole Me'ila is only on the Balabais. This is the chidush over here on the Rambam, and the Yesoid over here in the chidush on the din of Moisif al Shlichusoi have a Shliach. Now moving on to the Gemara in the Mishnah in Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, the Mishnah tells us a halacha in the case where the Balabais, the lashon of the Mishnah is Omaloi Haveli Min Achaloin Oy Min Adluskema Vehevi Loi Afapi Shama Balabais Loi Roy Obelibi Elu Mizeh Vehevi Mizeh Balabais Moal. The Gemara explains the chiddush is that Dvorim Shebelevi Non Dvorim, and therefore he's still called someone who did his shliches, and therefore he's going to be chayev because the Balabais is going to be chayev. Considered that the Shliach did, and did his Shlichas, is called also Shlichusri. Now the main case over here of the Mishnah is not very clear exactly what did the Shliach do. The Pashtus of the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, that that the Baal HaBayis asked the Shliach to go and bring him the money, and he brought the money to the Baal HaBayis. And this is alone enough of a Me'ila that the Shliach took the wrong money, and he took the money of Hekdesh, and he gave it over to the Baal HaBayis, and later on the Baal HaBayis used this money and gave it over to the Chemveni, because he thought that it's his own money and it's not Moishel Hekdesh. And this alone is enough to say that there's some Me'ila going on with the Maisa of the Shliach. And if we consider the Shliach that he's Loi also Shlichusoi, like the case of the Mishnah where the Baal HaBayis told him in a Chaloin, and the Shliach went and took him in a Duluskema, in this case, there's Loi also Shlichusoi. Says the Mavu in the Gemara that Be'etzem, the Shliach is going to be Chayev Me'ila, even though the Pashta says that he gave it over to the Baal HaBayis. Rashi in Kedushin in Nun Amud Aleph is Mefurish like this. The Gisa we are by us in Rashi, the Shliach actually gave it over to the hands of the Baal HaBayis. Says the Karen Ariya by us, so to the Makne over there in Kedushin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that Lechuriya this is impossible, because if we say that the Shliach only gave over the Mois of Hekdesh to the Baal HaBayis in his hand, there's no reason at all why we should consider the Shliach that he's doing a Maisa Me'ila. What did he do? He was only metaltal, he moved away the Mois of Hekdesh from one place to the other. If a Shliach takes Mois of Hekdesh and he gives it from one place to the other, there's no Me'ila involved. He only took the Mois and he gave it over to the hand of the Baal HaBayis. So what did he do wrong? He didn't do any Maisa Me'ila. There's no Ano over here. There's no Me'ila Dohitzor. Later on, the Baal HaBayis is going to do the Hitzor when he later on takes this money and gives it over to the Chemini. The Shliach himself is not doing any Maisa Me'ila. How could we consider the Shliach that he's doing a Maisa Me'ila that Lo Yosha Shlichusoi, that Locha should be the Shliach is Moal? And therefore, the Makne over there in Kiddushin, he's Magia over there, the Rashi, and he explains the case of the Mishnah. The Kayanoya also over here says that we have to learn like this in the Mishnah. We're talking about a case where the Shliach himself took the money and he himself went afterwards to the Shuk and he used this money because of the Shlichus of the Baal HaBayis. Not that he gave the money into the hands of the Baal HaBayis and the Baal HaBayis went into the Shuk, but the Shliach himself went and used this money and gave it over to the Chemini. This is the Me'ila which over here is taking place. But they both ask that in Tosfos by us, in the Maschil Hovelim in Achaloin, Toitzis is very clearly explains our Mishnah that we're talking about a case where the Shliach actually gave over the money to the Baal HaBayis. Because over here, Toitzis is Medayik from the Loshon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here uses the Loshon of Baal HaBayis, does not say the word of Meshaleach. We call over here the person, the Meshaleach, the Baal HaBayis. Says Toitzis, this Loshon will imply that we're discussing a case where the Baal HaBayis is actually the Gizbah, which is mentioned earlier in the Mishnah in Yud Tes Amud Beis, that a Gizbah himself is not Chayev Ameila in a case where he didn't give it over to someone else. Ameila says Tosfos, the mere fact that the Shliach gave over to the hands of the Baal HaBayis, since he's a Gizbah, he's not going to be Chayev Me'ila. And the Me'ila is only going to be later on when the Gizbah himself goes and uses this money when he gives it over to someone else. Ameila, say the Kainer and the Maknel as Mefurish in our Tosfos, that if we're not discussing a Gizbah, the Me'ila is taking place when he gives it over to the hands of the Baal HaBayis, even before the Hoitzor, later on in the Shuk. This is very hard to understand. Why should there be any Me'ila over here involved with the Shliach giving over the money into the hands of the Baal HaBayis? The Oil HaShleim over here discusses the Tosfos, and he suggests that maybe even according to Tosfos, the Me'ila is only going to be later on, when the Baal HaBayis actually is going to be Moitzi the Mois. But even later on, we can say that the Shliach actually is now the one who's doing the Me'ila in a case where it's Lo Yosha Shlichusoi, because we can consider that the Baal HaBayis is actually now doing the Yotzrin of the Shliach. And we can look at the Baal HaBayis, Keilu, he's now a Shliach of the Shliach, and therefore he's going to be Meyachis, the Maisa of Me'ila, back to the Shliach. And this is the reason why the Shliach is going to be Chayev, a Chiddush of the Oil HaShleim, a Pshat in our Tosfos. Baal Koponim, the Achrinim ask, that Lechir is very hard to understand. If the only thing that the Shliach did was give it over to the hands of the Baal HaBayis, why should it be that there's any Me'ila involved, even later on when the Baal HaBayis uses the money? Lechir, we have to understand, why should there be Me'ila over here if the Shliach didn't do anything, he didn't give it over to the Chemveni? Now, in this din of Tosfos, Be'emes is a very big chidush taken out of this Tosfos by Rebbe Kveiger in a few places. Rebbe Kveiger is medayik from our Tosfos that this Tosfos seems to disagree with other Tosfos and in Shas. Because Rebbe Kveiger earlier in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, so too Rebbe Kveiger is in Kedushin Daf Nun Hei also, and in Psochim Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, Rebbe Kveiger is medayik that if you look in Tosfos in Kedushin Nun Hei Amud Aleph, so too Tosfos says the same idea in Bo Metzia, in Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, that this halacha we learned earlier in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis and Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the halacha that in a case of a gizber, he is never chayev me'ila in a case where he was not al even oikoyo, and even in a case where he put it into his building, if he didn't do a shinui, he's not going to be chayev until he has anor from this ma'isa. And the Gemara explains that a gizber himself is only going to be chayev only in a case where he gives it over to someone else, then he's going to be chayev the chemveni, nosnoi lechaveri, he's going to be chayev, but his own netila, when he takes it for himself, he's not going to be chayev because he's a gizber. Now says Tosfos in Kedushin and in Bar Metzia that this din is not be'emes only by a gizber. The halacha is going to be by every single person who doesn't have any kavona to steal away from the hektish. He's just making a mistake. He thinks that this money is his and he takes it for himself. He does a ma'isa adbor and he lifts up the money. Kilu is his own money. He doesn't know that this money is mois shel hektish. Says Tosfos, this din is also that he's knowed me'ila the hoitza over here. Even though, if he'll be mois, if he'll know that it's mois shel hektish, and he'll lift it up, he's called a ganav in a case of a normal gzela of hediot. So too by me'ila, it's called a moil b'mezid. But over here, since he's a shoigeg, he thinks it's his money, he's not called someone who's been moitzi the mois. Only in a case where he gives it over to someone else, then he could be considered a moitzi, or he has anor. But in a case where he's magbia the mois, and he takes it, he's not aleven ekoyo la'atzmoy, he hasn't yet used the money at all, he cannot be considered a moil behektish, and the din of the gizba is not dafke, a gizba is any person who's sovo, who thinks that this mois is sheloi, and it's not mois shel hektish. But says the Bikivega in our Tosfos, the choyo is mefurish, not like this, because Tosfos by us is medayek from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is discussing a gizba, and says Tosfos, if it will not be a gizba, then the me'ila would be straight away when the shlech gives it over to the hand of the balabayis. The balabayis takes this money and he thinks it's his, even though he hasn't yet used the money at all. He didn't give it to the chemveni. There's already a ma'isa me'ila going on. Says it b'kveiga, according to Tosfos in Kedushin and Bometzia, then even in a case where he's not a gizber, but since he thinks this is his own money, l'chayre is not going to be chayv me'ila d'ohitzor until he gives it over to the next person into the chemveni. And from our Tosfos, you see that this din only applies by a gizber, and only work by a gizber has this halacha that he has to give over to someone else. But if he wouldn't be a gizber, it's mavur in Tosfos, even though he himself thinks that this money is his, he's still going to be chayev for the netila himself. And the din of the Gemara earlier is only a halacha in a gizber. This is a chiddush over here by us in Tosfos. And explains it by Kveiga Bemes in Tosfos earlier also in Daf Yotesamid Beis, if you look over there in Tosfos, is mashma that the reason of gizber is not because, like Tosfos explains in Kedushin and Bar Metzia, because he thinks that it's his money. But Tosfos over there uses the Loshen that the gizber is not chayev of me'ila because wherever the money is, it's b'shus hektish. It always remains in the b'shus of hektish because that is the place where the money is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in the hands of the treasurer of the gizber, and therefore there's no me'ila going on, even though he's taking it from place to place until he gives it over to someone else. So this svara, says Rabbi Kivega, only works for the gizber himself, because then we can say that kol mokum de'isei begozle rachmona isa, it is always in the b'shus of hektish, whereas someone else, the second he does this ma'isa and he lifts up the money, even though he thinks it's his, he can still be considered a ma'isa gzeila and a ma'isa me'ila d'hoitzor that he's taking into his own yeshus and he's going to be chayev of me'ila like the shitta of Tosfos by us. I mean, we have a very sadistic machlekes rishenim, a steering and the machlekes between the two Tosfos, and what would be the halacha in a case where a person takes money of hektish to himself if he can be chayev for the Me'ila? Tosfos in Kedushin and Bar Metzia takes on this din, it's also by every person, he's not chayv Me'ila until he gives it to someone else, whereas in our Tosfos in Mavua, the din of Gemara of earlier by Gizber, is Dafka by Gizber, whereas every single person, even though he thinks it's his own money, he's still going to be chayv of Me'ila Dohitzor, like it's Mavua by us in Tosfos, in Chofadah from Medalev, Devamas Chilavili Minachaloi. Now moving further on into the next Gemara, into the halacha of shliches over here by Me'ila, b'yadchiri shoyte v'kotin. Now there's a very complicated Gemara over here, understanding the shliches that is going on over here by Me'ila, by the chiri shoyte v'kotin. It's very widely discussed in this forum of the achrinim over here, and in the second period in Kedushin, in Daf Mem Beis. And we'll discuss b'ktora a few mehalchim of the achrinim to understand over here the shliches of the chiri shoyte v'kotin by Me'ila. The Gemara over here asks a question, that how can the Mishnah say that if the Mishaleach sends the money b'yad pikeach, he's going to be chayev, so too be adchir shay to the cotton, im osa shlichusoi balabayis moal. The balabayis has a meila. Says the Gemara, v'olav b'nei shlichusen inu, achir shay to the cotton, do not have any shliches. How is it possible that the balabayis should be chayev? Omar Blozer, asom, kamaton shel zeisim. Tosfos explains, Barichas over here, that the Gemara means to say that we find that there's a din nichusa, that if the person, the Balabais himself, is happy with the Zeah coming out of the Maton, even though by the Zeah Sakupa is not happy with it, but if it's happening Mamela, says Tosfos, even without any Maisa at all, it's also enough to say that it's already called a Maisa Heksha for Kabbalah's Toma. And the Gemara over here is saying that just like we find this idea of Nichusa, we can also say over here by the money going over to the Chemveni, be Adchir Shay to the Cotton, even though actually there's no Shlichus over here involved, because they're not B'nai Shliach, La B'nai Shlichusa Ninu, but Al Koponim is Nichusa, the Balabais is happy, and this alone is enough to be Mechayev, the Balabais, with the Chiyuv of Me'ila. The Gemara, the next Gemara, says Abichel and Omar that it is similar to be moilich the eruv al gabi akoyf or yagabi apil. It's also a maisa koyf ba'alma. Over here, we do not need to have more than that. We only need to have a maisa koyf or maisa nichusa, and it is enough to be mechayev the person, the balabais, even though actually there's no shlichus taking place. Now, Tosfos in the Ramaschil Nosnu is Marich over here to explain the Gemara, and at the end, Tosfos asks from the Gemara in Kedushin that we need to have a ribi of shlichus from Truma, and Tosfos answers for the din of Shliach Lidvar Avera. And in all this is discussing the Achrinim understanding the Makavona of Tosfos, and what exactly is going on over here in our Gemara, in the din of Shlichus, which the Gemara says that it is similar to the din of Heksher, and also to the din of Eruv. What kind of Shlichus over here by Me'ila is going on, when it is Sholach B'Adchir Yishoyte V'Kotten? The Pashtus of our Gemara is the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin, that Membeis Amet Beis. The Noit Biyuda also takes on this pshat in Kama, in Evan Ezer, in Simon Ayin Hay, and we'll see that most Achrinim go like this pshat in the Gemara, and they explain, the Pnei Yeshua says, that from the fact over here we find in our Mishnah, that there's a din shliches by Me'ila to be Mechayev the Meshaleach, even in a case where he sent it, Biadchei Yishoyte V'Kotten, that then or Bnei Shliach is Muchach, that in order to be Mechayev, the din, the balabais, I should be chayev Me'ila, the chiyuv of Me'ila with the shliach, does not actually need the parasha of shlichus. They don't need to have over here a shliach to be misyachis, the maisa back to the mishaleach. As long as the balabais was isavida machshavte, as long as he was goyim and he caused and he's happy with what happened, this alone is enough that the balabais caused that this money of hektish was now yoytze l'chulin. Since through his maisa that he gave over this money to the chayyushay to the cotton, and they gave it over to the chemveni, who was also shlichusoy, this alone is enough to say that the balabai should be chayiv of me'ila, because he was a goyim, and this alone is enough, even though we do not have over here any maisa shlichas, we only have a maisa koif ba'alma, like the Gemara compares it to Maton Shel Zeisim, and also to the second Gemara of the case over the Eruv. And this is the Iker Kavon of our Gemara that we hear from Me'ila. We do not actually have to have any shlichas. It's alone enough to say that Balabai should be chayiv from the mere fact that he was goyim and he caused this money to go out of chulin. This is also enough to say that the Balabai had Me'ila de Hoitzor without any parasha of shlichas. Me'ila says a Pnei Yeshua, Be'emes we have to understand, which is Be'emes Tosfos' question at the end of Divar Maschil Nosnoi, that the Gemara in Kedushin, that Membeis, the Gemara over there says, that in a case where it's sholach biad pikeach, where the person is a badass, the aloche is the balabais was moral, and says in Gemara, why is the balabais the one who has the chiyuv of me'ila, ein shliach lidvar avera? And the Gemara says that it's the makur by me'ila to tell us that shliach lidvar avera, because we have the din of chet chet mitruma. We learn out me'ila from truma telling us that even though it's a dvar avera, there is a parsha of shlichas, and therefore the balabais is chayv. Now asks the Pnei Yeshua, since Lemaisa, at the end of the day, we find in our Gemara that even a Chayv Shoyte V'Kotten is also Chayev, and as we explain, the reason is because we don't need to have any Parsha of Shliach. As long as the Balabais was the one who caused the money to go out of Chulin, this is also enough to go and be Mechayev, the Balabais. Then why in the case where he sent it be a Pikeach, says the Gemara, we need to have a Shlichas, and the Gemara asks, there's no Shliach Lidvar Aveira, we need to have a Ribui to teach us that Yeh Shliach Lidvar Aveira by Me'ila. L'chayr, this is all not necessary. Why can we not say that the reason why the Balabais is Chayev is because he's not worse off than the Chayr Shoyte V'Kotten? Just like we find over here, the Chayr Shoyte V'Kotten is enough to be Mechayev the Balabais because he was the Gurim, he was the cause of the money going out of Chulin, and so too when he sends it Biad Pikeach about that, why can we not use the same svara of our Gemara to say that is a song come out on Shel Zaysim? This should be the reason why the Balabais is Chayev. What is the difference between a Pikeach and a Chir Yishay to the cotton? And on this, it sent a few Tirutim over here in Achrinim to understand that if the Gemara over here by us, like we explained from the Pnei Shua and the Nidib Yehuda, means to say that there's no Shlichas needed to be Mechayev the Balabais, then why the Gemara over there by Pikeach holds that they do need to have a Ribui to tell us that the Balabais is Chayev only because of the din of Yesh Leach Lidvar Avir. The first Tirut is the Pnei Shua himself. He answers that Be'emes Henechanami, the Gemara over there will not really need a reason to be Mechayev the Balabais, because we can always use the Chiyuv because he was the cause, just like Ba'achir Yishay to the cotton. But the Gemara over there means to ask that because of the Alocha of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avir, therefore the person who's doing actually the Avir B'Yodayim is the Shliach himself. And since the Shliach is a Badas, he's a Pikeach, so why should we not say that the Shliach is Chayev? And Enechanami, the Balabais, was the one who caused the money to go out L'chulin, but the one who actually is doing the bigger Avera, the Avera B'Yodayim, was the Shliach. And since the Shliach is Chayev, because the Shliach himself is doing the Maisei B'Yodayim, why should the Shliach not be Chayev? And the Gemara's question is that if the Shliach himself is Chayev, this alone should be enough to say that the Balabais should not be Chayev, because if we have one person who's already Chayev, a Chiyuv of Me'ila, this alone is enough to say that the Balabai is not going to be Chayev and only the Shliach is going to be Chayev. This is the Svar that Pnei Shua suggests over there in the Gemara. We find this Svar also in the Tesis Reed, and we said this earlier in Daf Chof, a Shaila, if this is a din, if we can have two people to be Chayev in the case of a Me'ila. But Al Kapone, the Pnei Shua says the Svar, the Gemara Svar is that the Shliach should be Chayev since he's a badass, and therefore this automatically should eliminate and take away any chiyuvim from the Balabais, because we could not have two people to be Chayev on the same Maisa Me'ila. And therefore, says the Gemara, the reason why the Shliach is not going to be Chayev is because we have the din of Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avir. And therefore, the Balabais is considered the one who's being over this Issa of Shlichas Lidvar Avir. Whereas, in the case of a Chir Yishay to the cotton, then it is possible that a Balabais is Chayev, because there's no one else to be Mechayev. But in the case of a Pikeach, if not for the Ribui of Shlichas, then we would say that the Shliach should be Chayev, and Mamela not the Balabais, because the Shliach is doing the Aveir B'Yodayim, whereas the Balabais is only a cause, he's only a Goyim, and therefore the Shliach should be Chayev, and not the Balabais. This is the way the Pnei Shua over there explains the Gemara, that it's not steered to our Gemara by us, in the Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. A similar answer, the Sha'ar Melech says in Me'ila in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, and he explains that Be'emes, the din of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avir has a svara, like the Gemara over there says, in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, Divrei Orav, V'Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin, who should someone listen to? He should definitely listen to the Divrei Orav, and therefore the Shliach, when he's doing an Avir, since he's a badass, he's a Pikeach, he should be emes listen to the Eibishter who tells him that he's not allowed to do this Maisa, and therefore, if not for any Mekoy of Shliach Lidvar Avir, he's not considered at all doing the Das of the Balabais, and therefore he's considered Keilu, the thing was done Me'ilov, Me'atzmo, without any Das of Balabais, and therefore the Balabais are not going to be Chayev in a case where the Pikeach has his own Das, and he should have used his own seichel over here to say that he should listen to the Divrei Rav and he should not listen to the Divrei HaTalmid. Therefore, Bachir Shay to the cotton, we can be Mechayev the Balabais, because we have over here a Sibba, a cause that the Balabais caused over here the money should go out of Chulin. Whereas in the case of a Pikeach, the Badas, since the person involved is someone who should have listened to Divrei Rav and he didn't do so, we cannot say that this Maisa is considered the Maisa of the Balabais, and therefore, if not for a Ribi of Shlichas, then we would have the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin, and in the case of a Pikeach, the Balabais is not going to be Chayef. So this is the Mahalach of Pnei Shua, and also of the Sha'ar Melech. But we have another Mahalach, another Teretz, to answer this question. And this is the Teretz of Rameh Simcha, in Chidushin, Rameh Simcha, in Kedushin over there, and based on it based. So too the Chazon Yecheskel, we find this Pshat in the Tosefta over here in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. And they explain that Be'emes is very different, the Chir Yishay to the cotton, and the case of the Pikeach. A Chir Yishay to the cotton who doesn't have any Das, so he doesn't have to have any Shliach. He, even though he doesn't have a Parsha of Shliches, we can still say that the Balabais is Chayev Me'ila, because like the Pnei Shua explains, that our Gemara is saying that there's no necessity for the parasha of Shlichus. We can have a Maise Koif Ba'alma also is enough to be Mechayev the Balabais. But this was only in the case of the Chayv Shoytu V'Kotin. The second we get involved with a Pikeach who has his own Das, then there's no way to say that without a parasha of Shlichus, there's going to be a Chiyuv of Me'ila. Because Chiyuv of Me'ila needs to have a parasha of Shlichus when we have a different person who has different Das and he has a Das of his own. Therefore, without a parasha of Shlichus, we cannot say that Balabais was the one who caused the Avera over here of Me'ila, because he's not the one who's causing it, it's the Pekeach who's causing it. He has his own Das. Memela, if not for the din of Shlichus et Va'aveira, which you learn out of Truma, then the din would be that we cannot use our Gemara in the case of a Pikeach. Memela, they explain that our whole svara of the Gemara over here to be Mechayev the Balabais without the parasha of Shlichus only works in the case of a Chiyuv Shoytu V'Kotin, whereas the second, the person has a Das of his own, then we need to come onto a parasha of Shlichus, and this is the sugi over there in the Gemara Kedushin. Memela, over here we have Behemoth 3 Terutzim to answer this question. Why our Gemara is mashma that we do not need to have shlichus, whereas the Gemara over there in Kedushin is mavua that we need to have shlichus. The Pleishua explains the reason why we need to have a ribri over there is because otherwise we'll be mechayev the shliach and not the balabais. The second mahalach is the Shara Melech, because Divrei Rav v'Divrei Talmud, we cannot consider the balabais causing the avera because the shliach is the cause. He should have listened to Divrei Rav. And then we have Yesidus Sigma Mahalach from Meir Simcha and Chazon Yecheskel that they explain that the whole svar of our Gemara only works in the case of a Chayv Shoytu V'Kotin who doesn't have any Das, whereas a Pikeach who does have Das needs to come onto a Parasha of Shlichus. Now there's a very big nafkemina between the two Ritzim, which is pointed out in the new Keren Ura at the back in Biurim in Simas Hamachay and Ois Gimel. He says that Be'emes is a nafkemina over here. What would be the aloch of a Goy? A Goy also doesn't have any Parasha of Shlichus, but a Goy is considered someone who has a Ben Das. So according to Pnei Shua Svora, who says that the Shliach himself is bigger, someone who's doing the Aveira B'Yodayim, and he is the one who has to be Chayev and not the Balabai. So over here by Goy, he is someone who's not Bar Chiyuva, therefore it should be enough to be Mechayev the Balabai. So too according to the Shara Melech, the Svora of Divrei Rav does not apply to a Goy, and therefore the Balabai should be Chayev just like a Chayev Shaita V'Kotin. Whereas according to Yemei Simcha Svara, we understand that in the case of a badass, we need to come onto the parasha of Shlichus, and a Goy does not have any Shlichus, Mameila should be the din that a Balabais is not going to be Chayiv any Meila, and the din will be that the Goy is also, there's no Chiyuv over here, and the Balabais is going to be Potter, and he's not going to be the same din like a Chayiv Shoytu V'Kotin. The Chayiv will be a big nafkemina between the two Utsim, what is the Alocha in the case of a Goy, and not a Chayiv Shoytu V'Kotin, because a Goy has Das, but does not have any Shlichus. And Be'emes the Ritzvo in Erevin, in Daf Lamed Aleph from its base, is Mefurish over there in Ritzvo, that the din of the Balabais by a Goy is going to be like the Chayv Shoytu V'Kotin, which would seem like the Pnei Shua and the Shara Melech that they take on, that the Svar of our Gemara is because of the Chiyuvim, and therefore Goy is not Bar Chiyuva, is actually enough to say that the Balabais should be Chayiv in the case of a Goy, just like a Chayv Shoytu V'Kotin, not like the Svar of a Meir Simcha. Now, in Lamaisa, it's worth pointing out that this Mahalach of Yemei Simcha is Be'emes Mavur, like this is said in the Ktsoi Sachoishen, in Simarish Tadik Beitz, in Sukkotan Aleph, B'Shem the Marit, would also seem that it takes on that it's different, the Din of Shlichus, which we find in the Gemara Kedushin, which is discussing a case of a Ben Das, that over there we need to come onto Shlichus, whereas in our Gemara, we do not need to have any Shlichus, since we're discussing a Chiyuv Shoytu V'Kotin. Over there, the Marit is medayik from the lashon of the Rambam in Me'ila in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. The Rambam over there says that ain't shlichus lidvar avira elo b'me'ila bilvad. Only by Me'ila do we find this idea that there's a shliach lidvar avira. And the Achrinim ask that l'chiria is not true. The din applies even by tvicha or mechira. We find the halacha of shliach lidvar avira. So too by shlichus yad. Also we have the halacha of shliach lidvar avira. Why does the Rambam say that ain't shlichus lidvar avira elo b'me'ila bilvad? And explains the Ktzoyis b'shem the Marit, that the Marit explains that the reason why the Rambam points out that this din is only by me'ila is because actually by me'ila is only the din of shlichus. The parsha of shlichus, that we have the parsha of shlichus lidvar avira, is only by me'ila. Whereas tvicha u'mechira, so to shlichus yad, over there we do not need to come on to the parasha of shlichus, and even a Maisa Koif, and any kind of Maisa, as long as you're Goyrim the Chiyuv, this alone is enough to be Chayiv of Tvicha Mechira, and also of a Shlichas Yad. And only by Me'ila, we need to come on to the Parsha of Shlichas. And over there, the Sha'ar Melech Redi, which you mentioned, asks on the Marit, that this is not true, because by Me'ila, we do not need to have any Shliach. Also, we find in our Gemara that Chir Shait of the Cotton is also enough, even though there's no Shlichas, which is the Chir also similar to Tvicha Mechira and Shlichas Yad. How can the Marit say that there's a difference, and by Me'ila, we need to have the Parsha of Shlichas? And it says in Mavur over there, that he takes on, that the reason of the Marit is only in a case where the person is a badass, that over there, we need to have this idea of the Shlichas, which works very well with the Svar of Rameh Simcha to explain that our Gemara is only in a case of Chir Shait of the Cotton, whereas in a case of a Badas, we actually do need to have a Parsha of Shlichas, and this is a Ribui which the Rambam says is only by Me'ila Bilvad. There we have the Parsha of Shlichas, even in Dvar Avera, whereas in other cases it is enough, even a Maisa Kreif Ba'alma, like our Gemara says, by Chir Shait of the Cotton. Now this is all the Pashtas of our Gemara, that we understand the Gemara like the Pnei Shua explains, that our Gemara is teaching us that the din of Shlichas by Chir Shait of the Cotton is actually not working with a normal Gedorim of Shlichas, and it is enough if he's a Goyim, if he's a cause, it is also enough as long as he's a Maisa Koyif Ba'alma. But Be'emes is a second Mahalach in our Sugya to explain our Gemara in a totally different way. And this Mahalach is a Kerenur over here in the Gemara. The Stipler in Kiles Yankiv in Simen Yud is Mayrich like this way to understand to be Mazbe our Gemara of Maton Shel Zeisim, of a Maisa Koyif. And they explain that our Gemara Be'emes is saying is Tvora Dafka when we're discussing the Me'ila of Hoitzor. Because over here, if we analyze this Me'ila which is going on, of Hoitzor, of the money of Hekdesh going over to the Chemveni, then the Gemara is saying is Svara that is no difference to us who exactly brings over the money of the Balabais to the Chemveni and takes it to the Chemveni in his hand. As long as at the end of the day the Chemveni has the money in his hand from the Balabais, this is alone a Maisa Hoitzor and a Maisa Aknor, which normally works by Chulin. Every single time someone goes to a store and he gives over the money to the Balabais on the Chemveni, then the money automatically, this is a Maisa Aknor, money going over from the Balabais to the Chemveni. The way the Chemveni gets hold of the money is not enough gemina how he gets it, if he gets it through a koif, he gets it through a pill, or he gets it through a Chir Shait of the Cotton, as long as at the end of the day, he has the money in his hand from the Balabais. This is called a Kinyan Alidei, the Balabais, that he was the one who actually bought the Chafetz through his money, which went over into the hands of the Chemveni. And this is a Svar of the Gemara by us, that even though the Chir Shait of the Cotton do not have any Shlichas, but we do not need any Shlichas over here when we're discussing Me'ila de Hoitzor. And this is a Svar of the Gemara to explain that this is similar to the case of Eilochas or Eiruv, as long as at the end of the day the Eiruv is over there, and like Joseph explains, the person says, Tiknu li Eiruv Yisham, then it's going to work, as long, even though the actual bringing over of the Eiruv was done through the Koif, so too, the Eilochas HaMois, the moving of the money, does not have to be done through the Balabais himself, as long as it's coming from the Balabais, as it shows, going into the Rishus of the Chemveni, even though it went over through the Chir Shait of the Cotton, it's still called the Maisa Hoitzor, it's called the Maisa Hoitzor of the Balabais, since he is the one who gave over the money through the Chir Shait of the Cotton, we do not need him to give it from his actual hand to the hand of the Chemveni. So this Svar of the Gemara is explanation, not to the Iker Chiyuv of Me'ila, that we do not need to have any Shlichas, but it's a Svar in Me'ila de Hoitzor only. And therefore, says the Stipler, the Gemara in Kiddushin, it can be discussing the Me'ila de Hanor. Over there, when we're discussing a Me'ila de Hanor, which we said earlier, Tosfos in Kiddushin and Mem Gimel Amud Aleph has a tzad, that even by Me'ila de Hanor, also we have the Parsha of Shlichas. In the Rambam is Mavur like this, that the din of Me'ila de Hanor also has Shlichas. We do not have the klal of Zenenev, Zemischayev, in the case of Shlichas of Me'ila. And therefore, the Gemara over there is discussing a case where the Shliach is having Hanor, and over there we need to have a new din of Shlichas. We cannot use our Svar of the Gemara, which is only applicable to the din of Me'ila de Hoitzor, which is a Svar in Holochas HaMois, only, but not into the Ikka Parsha of Me'ila, but it could be the Ikka Parsha of Me'ila still needs to have Shlichas, like we find the Pashtas of the Gemara in Kiddushin, Membeis and Medbeis. Now the Ikka of the Inyan, this idea of giving over the money, the Oinig Yom Tov is very Marich, in Erechaim, in Simel Lamed Aleph, this idea that there's Me'ila Dohitzor with the Aknor itself, even though there's no Meisa, there's no actual Meisa, there's no action, and there's no act over here of giving over the money because there's no Shlichas over here, but the Aknor itself, as long as there's a Kinyan, this alone is enough to say that the person, the Balabais, is going to be Chayiv. And this is the Svara of the Gemara by us, the Svara by Me'ila Dohitzor only, not Svara by Me'ila Dahanor. The third Mahalach over here in the Gemara, very Mechudish Tig of Soid, is from the Nesivus in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, in Cotton Aleph. He explains that the Gemara, the reason why a case of Shlichas works by Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton, is because the only reason why they do not have any Shlichas is in the case where we learn them out from Truma, we do not find the parasha of Shlichas in the case of Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton, and therefore they have Miutim. Whereas in the case of Me'ila, which is an Aveira and has a Ribui, that even though Me'ila is an Aveira, it still has the parasha of Shlichas, therefore the Shlichas can be even by Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton also. And in a case where we have Shleach Lidvar Aveira, even the Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton has the regular parasha of Shlichas because we have the Ribui of Yesh Shleach Lidvar Aveira. And by Emes, according to this, it comes out that the din of Pikeach and the din of Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton is exactly the same halacha. They're both working with the parasha of Shlichas. The Reboch Tam already asks on the Nesivus over there in Agoyes of the Imri Boruch that first of all we have to understand Bichlal, the Makur over there in the Gemara Kedushin, to teach us the halacha of Shliach Lidvar Aveira by Me'ila is Adarabe, is Gufa from Truma. And if we're going to say that by Truma there's no din Shlichas by Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton, how can it be that by Me'ila should be any better off than Truma itself, which is a Makur, to teach us this halacha of Shlichas? And more so, our whole Gemara L'chayyu is very hard to understand. The Gemara asks this, Beturia's question the Gemara asks, that it cannot be the Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton or Lab B'nei Shlichas, and the Gemara answers over your ideas, a new concept of Maton Shel Zeisim, and also a Maise Koif and a Maise Pil. L'chayyu, according to the Nesivus, the Gemara should answer Pasha, that we're here by Aveira, a Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton does have Shlichas. We have to understand how the Nesivus over here is going to explain the Gemara and the Shaklevetaria discussion in our Sugya. Al-Koponim, these are the three Mahalchim. Pashtus, the sugya, is like the Pnei Shua explains, that by Me'ila, we do not need to have any Shlichas at all, and we discuss various Tirutzim, why the Gemara in Kedushin is Mavua by Pikeach, we do need to come on to the Din of Shlichas. The second Malach was a Kayanoya, the Stipel explains by Riches, that our Gemara is only a Svar in Me'ila Dohitzor, which is giving over the money, and the third Malach was a Chiddush of the Nesivus, that in the case of Averius, there we have Shlichas Gomu, we have a regular Shlichas, even by Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton also, not just by the din of the Pikeach, and therefore the din of Chayyu Shoyt of the Cotton is the same as the Pikeach. This is the Yisoid of our Gemara of Shlichas by Me'ila. Now moving further on into the next halacha of Nizka Balabayis, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. We mentioned this earlier already from Rashi in Kiddushin. The din of the Mishnah by us is that in a case where the Balabais remembered that the money is hektish, before the Shliach gave over the money to the Chemveni, the halacha is that the Shliach has the Me'ila, not the Balabais. Now the reason why the Shliach is Moil, we said from Rashi and Kedushin with the Rambam also, they explained that the reason is the second the Balabais remembers that the money is hektish, he becomes someone who's amazed, and therefore even though he still wants the Shlichas continue on, but he cannot have the parasha of Shlichas anymore, which is only Nischadish, we only have the Chiddush of Shliach Lidvar Aveira in the parasha of Me'ila, which is a Shoigeg, and not by a Mezid, and therefore says Rashi, in the case of a Mezid, the halacha is, the Shliach is going to be a Moal, and not the Meshaleach. But by Emes, we have another Svar of Rashi, mentioned in a different place, in Chagiga, in Yudomet Beis. Rashi over there says a different Svar. The reason why the Balabais is not Moil, but the Shliach is Moal, is because the second the Balabais remembers that this money is Mois Shel Hektish, there's a non-sadi, there's an umdana to say that the Balabais now knows that he's not interested anymore in the Shlichas, he's mevatel the Shlichas, because Mistoma, says Rashi, a non-sadi she'in reitze b'shlichusoi. Since he now knows that his Mois is Shel Hektish, he's not interested anymore that the Shliach should give over the money. He would much prefer that the Shliach should go and bring back the money to him, and he'll give him different money to give over to the Chemveni, and therefore there's no Shlichas involved at all. This is the reason why the Balabais is not Moal, and the Shliach has the Me'ila, and not the Balabais. And the Ktzoy is already in Simashim Memches, since we've gotten Dalet, the Bekivei Ego over here is very Marich, These two Malchim of Rashi and Kedushin and Rashi and Chagiga. Rashi and Kedushin says the reason is because even though there's a Shlichus still, but there's no Chiddush of Shlichus in the case of a Mezid, whereas Rashi and Chagiga says that the Shlichus is bottled because Anon Tzadi does not want to be any more Shliach. The Ktois over there points out that Toisus in Kedushin of Oye Soydusiga Toisus in Membeis Omid Beis says that even though we have normally B'chol HaTorah Kula the Klal that ain't Shliach L'dvar Avera, but this is only in a case where the Shliach is amazed. Because then we have a Svara that we have Divri Arav, Divri Atalmid, Divri Mishoymein, he should have listened to the Divri Arav. Whereas in a case where the Shliach himself is a Shoygig, says Toisus has no reason to say that there should not be any Shlichus, because the Shlichus does not, this Svara of Divri Arav now does not apply, the Shliach is only a Shoygig. And therefore says Toisus, everywhere, whenever we find the din of Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera, it's only in a case where the Shliach is amazed, but not in the case of a Shliach is a Shoigig. And the din on the Chiddush of Me'ila, that we have Shlichus even by a case of Avera, is even in a case where both are Shoigigim, Tosfos over there explains, in Kiddushim and Beis Amid Beis, but in a case where the Shliach himself is a Shoigig, then the Poshet, that says Tosfos, that there's Yei Shliach Edva Avera everywhere. Now says the Ktos, that according to this, we cannot use the Svara of Rashi in Kiddushim. We said Rashi and Kedushin says, the Rambam also, they explain that the reason why the Meshaleach is Potter and the Shliach becomes Chayiv is because there's no Shlichus over here, because it's a Dvar Avera. And even though Me'ila has a Chiddush that Yei Shliach is Dvar Avera, but since the Meshaleach is now amazed, he does not get included in this Ribui, because there's Ein Shliach is Dvar Avera is only in the case of Yei Shliach, is only in the case of a Me'ila, which is a Shoigig. Now, according to Tosfos in Kedushin, who holds that every time the Shliach himself is a Shoigig, we still have the din of Shlichus, there should be no reason over here by Nizka Balabais. Very nice, the Balabais is amazed, but the Shliach himself is a Shoigig. Why should we not use the Klal of Shliach Dvar Avera? Tosfos holds everywhere it applies in the case where the Shliach himself is a Shoigig. Mamela says the Ktois must be that Tosfos in Kedushin will understand, like Rashi in Chagiga, the reason why Nizka Balabais, the Shliach, is actually being over the Issa Me'ila, is because the Shlichus is bottle. We have a Non Tzadi, we have a Umdena to say that the Balabais does not want the Shlichus anymore. But Enechanami, if he'll want the Shlichus, then Enechanami, the Shliach himself, is not going to have the Me'ila, the Balabais will have the Me'ila, because the Shliach is a Shugig, we can have Ye Shliach Yidvar Avera, a Chiddush of the Ktois in Simashim Memches. Now, there is differences over here between the two Pshatim of Rashi and Chagiga or Rashi and Kedushin. Reb Kveiga points out that an Afkamina could be in a case where the Balabais originally knew about the money, that he was amazed originally, straight away from the beginning, he took the money, he knew it was hektish, and he gave it over to the Shliach, and the Shliach is a Shoigig. According to Rashi and Kedushin, then there's no Shlichus over here, because the Meshaleach is amazed, and therefore there's no Shliach, the Shliach is going to have the Me'ila, and not the Balabais. Whereas according to Rashi in Chagiga, the only reason why not, says Rashi, is because Anon Tzadi, that he does not want to have the Shlichus, when he remembers in the middle, Nizka Balabais. Over here we do not have Anon Tzadi, the Balabais knew originally that was amazed, and even so he gave over the money to the Shliach, that he should be the Shliach for the money to the Chenveni. Says Reb Kveiga, in this case, according to Rashi, Svar in Chagiga, then Be'emes, the Balabais is going to be Chayiv Me'ila and not the Shliach. Another Nafkamina, says Remeir Simcha, in Chidushin, Remeir Simcha, in Kiddushin, could be a difference in a case where it was Nizka Balabais, in the middle he remembered, but then again he forgot. So it could be, says Remeir Simcha, if we're going to explain, like Rashi in Chagiga, that he has mevatel the Shlichus when he remembered, Memeila later on, when he forgot again, he was not memane him a new Shliach, and therefore there's no Shlichus involved, the Balabais is going to be Potter, and the Shliach is going to be Chayiv. Whereas if we discuss the idea, like Rashi and Kedushin, the Balabais is amazed, and therefore does not have the din of Shliach L'dvar Avera, Memeila this Lechira depends on the Shas of the Avera, when the Avera took place, when he gave it over to the Chemvini, and as long as when he gave it over to the Chemvini, it was a Shochach, then the Balabais is not considered amazed. Memeila, he can still have the din of Shlichus, and therefore the Balabais is going to be Chayiv, and not the Shliach. These could be differences between the two Pshatim over here, in the Sugya of Nizka Balabais, why the Balabais is Potter, and the Shliach is going to be Chayiv, and Machlokes, and the Stira and Rashi, between Rashi and Kedushin, and Rashi and Chagiga. Now one final point over here, in this daf, is the next Sugya in Chof Aleph Amid Beis, a very mechudish diga toisves, in the din of Bittel, when it comes to Mois of Hektish. The Mishnah in Chof Aleph Amid Beis has two halachas, a reisha and a sefer. The first case says a Mishnah, Noflo Pruto Shal Hektish, Besoich Kisoi. A pruta of Hekdesh fell into his kiss and now got mixed up. All says the Mishnah, Oma pruta bekiss ze Hekdesh, says the Bekiva, Kimishahuitzia, so Yishayno Moal, even when he takes and uses the first pruta, he already has a chiyuv of Meila. Tosfos explains in the Mamaschil pruta that this is Shittas Rebbe Akiva, who holds increases of Chavbeis, that is the din of Sofik Meilois, also has to bring the Oshem Tolui, and therefore, even though the first pruta is actually only a Sofik, but this is enough to be Mechayev Oshem Tolui, according to Rebbe Akiva, Leshitose, who holds that even on a Sofik Meilois, he brings the Oshem Tolui. Asks Tosfos a very interesting question, that over here, in a case where the pruta fell into his case, why do we not say that this pruta should be bottled by Reuv, since most of the money, the matbeos, the other coins he has over here, are chulin? Why do we not say that the kedusha, the one which is hektish, should become bottled in the Reuv matbeos, which are chulin? Why do we not have the din of bottled by Reuv? Now there is a machlikas in the achrinim in understanding Toysa's question. The placey in Simon Kufyud, if Kotman Chetz understands, that Tosfos means to ask his question even on the Sefer also, where we're discussing someone who says, Pruta Zeh, which is in his case, should be Hekdesh, and there was never a time when the Pruta was on its own, and it is a Sofik which is called a Noilad Betaruvis. The Issa was actually took place only when it was already mixed up with other ones, he says Pruta Zeh, but it was never on its own, and it got mixed up, says the Placey, this is considered something which is Noilad Betaruvis, it never was on its own, and this is the way the Placey understands Tosfos' question. The Baruch Tam, in the Sefer Taruvis, in Perek Daled, in Gimel Amud Beis, so too the Mishmoris Kohuna over here in Tosfos, they in Medayik on the Loshon of Tosfos, that Tosfos says, V'libotel hai Pruta shel Hekdesh shenoflo, which would seem that Tosfos is only asking this question in the Reisha, where we're discussing a case where the Pruta was on its own and later on fell into the kiss of Mois, of Chulin. Then Tosfos asks that it should become bottled by Reuv, but says the Baruch Tam, in the case of the Sefer, since it was never on its own, it is called Noilad Betaruvois, and the Motcha says at the end of Chulin, in Perik Ches, in Remis Tovshin Lamed Zayin, the Yisoid of the Motcha, which is known, that any case where something which was Noilad Betaruvois, there's no halacha of bittul b'reuv. Memela Tosfos only asks this question only on a reisha where it is not considered something which is noilad b'taruvos. The kesef, the mois, the matbea of hektish was on its own, and only later on it fell into the chulin. Therefore, says Tosfos, the chulin should have the din of bittul b'reuv. Now Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terutz answers Tosfos that we can say there was no other matbeos, only one other matbea of chulin, but there was a reuv matbeos, and therefore there's no din of bittul b'reuv. Now this is pointed out, the Tzenkotchim already points out, that l'chiru the Loshon of the Mishnah by Chachomim, it says Chachomim roimim achiyotzi es kolakis, it would seem that there's other mois, there's other matbeos going on, and there's not just one matbea. This is a doichuk, which Tosfos, according to the first chat, explains that we're discussing a case where there's only one other matbea. But then Tosfos says, a very big chidush, and Tosfos answers, inami, matbea choshi veloi botil. The matbea we hear is a dover choshuv, and we know that loch is, that a dover choshuv is not botil. Now the question on this Tosfos is, it's already asked by the Birkas HaZevach over here in Tosfos, pointed out also by the Mishnah Lemelech, in Me'ilah, in Perik Zayin, aloch Evov, that the chiru, this Tosfos is very hard to understand, because we have the aloche, the din of this din of Dover Choshev, that it's not bottle, we know from many places that this din is only midarabonon, and Tosfos himself pointed out earlier by the Dover Sheish Lematirian that since this din is only midarabonon, we cannot be mechayvim over here on Me'ilah min HaTorah. And it seems with Tosfos that Tosfos over here wants to have a chiyuv of Me'ilah min HaTorah, even though the only reason why it's not bottle is only because of the din of a Dover Choshev. Says the Mishnah Lemelech, l'chiru, it seems in Tosfos by us, a moridig a chidush diga Tosfos, that the din of Dover Choshev that's not bottle is be'emes a din min HaTorah. That min HaTorah, if something's Choshev, a matbea, which is a Dover Choshev, cannot become bottle, is a din min HaTorah, it's not bottle, enough to be mechayvim, a me'ilah min HaTorah. This is l'chiru, a shverah halacha, because we know all over Shas, that this din is only midrabanon, it's a paskin la'locha, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud in Ramah in Yeridea, that this din of Shli, of Bittel, of a Dover Choshev is only midrabanon, and our Tosfos L'chiru would seem, like the Mishnah Melech points out, that this din should be a deraisa, if Shimon Shkop is very marich, Shai Yoshin, Shai Gimel, Peikhov Dalet, to explain our Tosfos, maybe Me'il is different, why should this din be by Matbea, that the din of Dover Choshev is L'chiru only midrabanon, Tosfos by us would seem, that the din of a Dover Choshev that's not bottle is a din min HaTorah, enough to be mechayivim a me'ilah min HaTorah. Now we'll just end with the Yisoid, the Mahalach, that the Achrinim say, suggest over here to answer Tosef's question. The Malach, they say, the Shmaitzer already discusses this in Shmaitzer Vav in Perik Dalet, Shimon over there in Shimon Shkop, in Shah Gimel, in Shah Yoshe Perik Chav Gimel, so too the Tshuva of Bitzchok El Chonon, in Ein Yitzchok, in Erechaim, Simon Chav Vav, they suggest that the Emes will be another way of answering Tosef's Kasha, why over here does not, we cannot use the Klal of Bitul Beroiv. And this, we can suggest that this Svarah is a Pida Gemara in Beitzah, in Lamed Chesmet Beitz. The Gemara over there tells us, that if money of Reuven gets mixed up with money of Shimon, then we do not have the klal of Bittul Beroiv. Bittul Beroiv is only said by Isurim, says the Gemara, by Momenus, Momoina loy bottle. Momenus is not bottle. The Momen of Reuven has not become bottle in the Momen of Shimon. There's a discussion over there in the Gemara. Maybe this is not the Maskonus HaGemara, the whole Mahalach, the different Machlekes and Shoinim over there. But it could be this is Be'emes Ha'alocha Lemaisa, that Momenus is not bottle. Reuven's Momen is not going to become bottle in Reuv of Momen of Shimon. Memela, say the Achreinim, L'chei over here we can say, over here there's a din of Me'ila which belongs to the Mois of Hektish, which is also a Shaila and a Nidin over here of Mois, of Bailis. And therefore we can say that money has never become bottle, like the Gemara says over there in Beitza. Memela over here also we can say that the Mois of Hekdesh cannot become bottle. In the Mois of Cholim, it still belongs to Hekdesh wherever he is. And therefore this is the reason why the person is going to be Chayiv Me'ila, and the Mois is not bottle and does not become Poka, the Issa of Me'ila. The Shmaitzer points out, over there in Shmaitzer Vav Perik Dalet, that could be the reason why Tosfos does not like this Teretz, is because Enochenami, the bailis of the Momoin, is not going to be bottle, but the dinim of the Momoin can still become bottle. The din of the Issa Hanor, the Issa Me'ila, these are the dinim which are on the money. This can become bottle, even though the actual Mois of Hekdesh, it can still belong to Hekdesh, but the dinim which have this Mois has, the Chuyah, can become bottle with the Reuv Mois of Chulin. This could be the Svarah of Tosfos. But the Shmaitzer points out that the Chuyah, the Svarah will only be if we say that the Issa of Me'ila is only a Issa Hanor. If we say that the Issa of Me'ila, like we've discussed many times, Reb Chaim says in the Sefer, the Issa of Me'ila is the Issa Gzela. The Issa is stealing away the money of Hekdesh. Then the Chuyah, as long as the money belongs to Hekdesh and the dim Bailis of the Momenois is not Poka, like the Gemara over there says in Beit Salam and Chesam et Beit, Lechuria says the Shemaitze, if so, we should still over here be able to use this idea and this Teretz, that as long as it belongs to Hekdesh, there should be a Issa of Me'ila automatically, because he's taking away the Mois of Hekdesh. So even though the din of the Issa Hanor will be bottle, this will only be if Me'ila is Issa Hanor, but if Me'ila is Issa Gizela, says the Shmaitzer, Lechuria, over here, will be able to answer Tosfos' question with the Gemara in Beit Salam Chesam et Beis, a discussion that we hear in the Achrinim using this Yisoid of Momenus is not bottle Beroiv, to go and answer Tosfos' question using by Momen of Hekdesh also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.